听，鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天让我们一起来听加拿大小说家玛格丽特·阿特伍德的一句话，中国宋代文人晏殊的一首词作《玉楼春·春恨》，以及由美国环境保护主义者奥尔多·利奥波德所写的一篇文章《The Green Pasture》。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote。
You'd be surprised how quickly the mind goes soggy in the absence of other people. One person alone is not a full person. We exist in relation to others. Margaret Atwood.
你会惊讶地发现，在没人的情况下，我们的头脑会如此迅速地迟钝下来。独自一人并不能称其为完整的一个人，因为我们的存在是与他人相关的。玛格丽特·阿特伍德。玛格丽特·阿特伍德于1939年11月18日出生于加拿大的渥太华，加拿大著名的小说家、诗人、文学评论家。阿特伍德的文学底蕴深厚，对生活观察敏锐，具备诗人的气质、调侃的智慧与反思的理性。他的诗具有感伤色彩，他的小说则展现了当代加拿大人生活的画卷，反映了工业文明给人带来的暴力、压抑、疑虑和恐惧。他的评论则笔锋犀利，对文坛和社会存在的种种不良现象进行有力的批判。阿特伍德关心妇女的出路问题，主张妇女为平等权利而斗争。作为一名女作家，她在作品中以细腻的笔触与独特的视角，揭示了现代社会中女性所面临的各种问题，特别是在男性支配的社会中，女性的失落感和对环境、语言的陌生感。
You'd be surprised how quickly the mind goes soggy in the absence of other people. One person alone is not a full person.We exist in relation to others. Margaret Atwood.
你会惊讶地发现，在没人的情况下，我们的头脑会如此迅速地迟钝下来。独自一人并不能称其为完整的一个人，因为我们的存在是与他人相关的。玛格丽特·阿特伍德。
玉楼春，春恨。晏殊。绿杨芳草长亭路，年少抛人容易去。楼头残梦五更钟，花底离愁三月雨。无情不似多情苦，一寸还成千万缕。天涯地角有穷时，只有相思无尽处。
Spring in Jade Pavilion, Spring Grief by Yan Shu. Farewell pavilion, green with grass and willow trees.How could my gallant young lord have left me with ease? I'm woke by midnight bell from dim dream in my bower. parting grief won't part with flowers falling in shower. My beloved feels no sorrow my loving heart sheds. Each string as woven with thousands of painful threads. However far and wide the sky and earth may be, they can't measure the lovesickness overwhelming me.
听到的这首词作《玉楼春·春恨》出自中国宋代文人晏殊，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗诵，英文版本由许渊冲翻译。晏殊出生于公元991年，公元1055年去世，宋代文学家，字同书，抚州临川人，即今天的江西抚州人。北宋景德二年，即公元1005年，他以神童入仕，赐童进士出身。宋仁宗时官至同中书门下平章事兼枢密使。当时的名臣范仲淹、富弼、欧阳修和词人张先等均出其门。晏殊以词著于文坛，尤善小令，以工诗善文，其诗属西昆体，词风承袭了五代冯延巳，娴雅而有情思，语言婉丽，音韵协和。我们今天读到的这首《玉楼春·春恨》，描写了送别时依依难舍的心情和离别后无穷无尽的离愁，书写了人生离别相思之苦，寄托了作者从有感于人生短促、聚散无常以及盛筵之后的落寞等心情生发出来的感慨。上片写春景春恨，楼头残梦一联，五更中三月雨，言怀人之时怀人之景，残梦离情，言怀人之情，这二句属对精工，情景交融。下片则深进一层，从无情立笔，反衬出多情的恼人，并将抽象的情感形象化为千万缕。最后两句可见多情之苦，其妙在意思忠厚，并无怨怼口诀。整首词感情真挚，情调凄切，抒情犀利，绰约多姿，显露出迷人的艺术魅力。
Spring in Jade Pavilion, Spring Grief by 晏殊。Farewell pavilion, green with grass and willow trees. How could my gallant young lord have left me with ease? I'm woke by midnight bell from dim dream in my bower. Parting grief won't part with flowers falling in shower. My beloved feels no sorrow my loving heart sheds.Each string as woven with thousands of painful threads. However far and wide the sky and earth may be, they can't measure the lovesickness overwhelming me.
More to read.
文字的世界用心，
用心
聆听
Beauty of Words。
奥尔多·利奥波德1887年出生，1948年去世，是美国享有国际声望的科学家和环境保护主义者。他被称作美国新保护活动的先知，美国新环境理论的创始者。利奥波德同时也是一个观察家，一个敏锐的思想家，一个造诣极深的文学巨匠。他一生共出版了三本书和大约500篇文章，大部分是有关科学和技术的题目。《沙箱年鉴》则是作者的自然随笔和哲学论文集，也是土地伦理学的开山之作。那么接下来我们就来读一篇选自《沙箱年鉴》的文章，《The Green Pasture》，青青草地，中文版本由曹明伦翻译。
The Green Pasture。By Aldo Leopold.
青青草地，奥尔多廖波德。Some paintings became famous because, being durable, they are viewed by successive generations, in each of which are likely to be found a few appreciative eyes. 有些画闻名于世，是因为多历年所被一代代人观赏，而在每一代人中都可能遇到几双有鉴赏力的眼睛。I know a painting so evanescent that it is seldom viewed at all, except by some wandering deer. It is a river who wields the brush, and it is the same river who, before I can bring my friends to view his work, erases it forever from human view. After that, it exists only in my mind's eye. 可我知道一幅很容易消失的画，除了一些爱四处游荡的鹿，它几乎全然不为世人所见。绘出这幅画的是一条河，而就是这同一条河，往往不等我领朋友去欣赏其画作，就会从人的视野中将画永远抹去。此后，那幅画就只存在于我的想象之中。Like other artists, my river is temperamental. There is no predicting when the mood to paint will come upon him, or how long it will last. But in midsummer, when the great white fleets cruise the sky for day after flawless day, it is worth strolling down the sandbars just to see whether he has been at work.
像其他艺术家一样，我那条河也是喜怒无常，其绘画灵感何时降临，创作情绪能延伸多久，从来都没有丝毫预兆。但是在仲夏季节，当大朵大朵的白云像舰队游弋于蓝天之际，当纯净无暇的好天气日复一日之时，单是为了看那条河会不会还在作画，也值得去一趟河边那些沙洲。
The work begins with a broad ribbon of silt brushed thinly on the sand of a receding shore. As this dries slowly in the sun, goldfinches bathe in its pools, and deer, herons, killdeers, raccoons, and turtles cover it with a lacework of tracks. There is no telling at this stage whether anything further will happen.
绘画始于河边宽宽的一溜泥沙地带，泥沙带薄薄地涂抹在因水位下降而露出的沙地上。当泥沙带在阳光下慢慢干涸之时，黄雀会来其间的那些小水塘中洗澡，而苍鹭、宣衡、乌龟、浣熊和鹿则会用足迹为那条带子镶饰一道花边。至此，接下来是否会发生什么尚不得而知。
But when I see the silk ribbon turning green with Eleuterus, I watch closely thereafter, for this is the sign that the river is in a painting mood. Almost overnight, the Eleuterus becomes a thick turf, so lush and dense that the meadow mice from the adjoining upland cannot resist the temptation.They move en masse to the green pasture, and apparently spend the nights rubbing their ribs in its velvety depths. A maze of neatly tended mouse trails bespeaks their enthusiasm. The deer walk up and down in it, apparently just for the pleasure of feeling it underfoot. Even a stay-at-home mole has tunneled his way across the dry bar to the Eleuterus ribbon.Where he can heave and hump the verdant sod to his heart's content.
然而，一旦看见这泥沙带因冒出鼻涕苗而变绿，我就会开始细心观察，因为这就是那条河有心情作画的信号。几乎在一夜之间，鼻涕苗就会铺成一片厚厚的草垫，那么清脆，那般茂密。连附近高坡上的田鼠也经不住这诱惑，于是会倾巢而出，来享用这青青草地。不难看出，田鼠爱整夜整夜地在天鹅绒般的草垫里穿梭，让纤纤草茎揉擦其两肋，
匀称而迂曲的曙径可证明它们在夜间迸发的激情。鹿也会来这草甸上四处溜达，显然是为了感受足踏青草的那份惬意。就连很少出穴的鼹鼠也挖掘隧道，穿过干燥的沙洲，来到那片带状鼻气草地，在那儿尽情地拱翻草皮，隆起土丘。 At this stage, the seedlings of plants, too numerous to count, and too young to recognize, spring to life from the damp, warm sand under the green ribbon. 到这个时候，多的不计其数，小的无法辨认的植物幼苗会从青草垫下温润的泥沙中勃然冒出。
To view the painting, give the river 3 more weeks of solitude, and then visit the bar on some bright morning, just after the sun has melted the daybreak fog. The artist has now laid his colors and sprayed them with dew. The Eleuterus sod, greener than ever, is now spangled with blue mimulus, pink dragon head,and the milk-white blooms of Sagittaria. Here and there, a cardinal flower thrusts a red sphere skyward. At the head of the bar, purple iron weeds and pale pink jopis stand tall against the wall of willows. And if you have come quietly and humbly, as you should, to any spot that can be beautiful only once, you may surprise a fox-red deer standing knee-high in the garden of his delight.
要看到此画完成，至少得让那条河3个星期内不被人打扰。然后，在某个晴朗的黎明，在太阳刚刚融化掉晨雾之后，再去看那片沙洲。这时，那位艺术家已铺开各色颜料，并将其拌合着露珠泼洒到草间。现在，那一溜比先前更绿的比起草甸会缀满五颜六色。猴面花之紫蓝，青兰花之粉红，茨菇花之乳白，其间还随处可见一株株红花半边莲，将其红艳艳的毛尖刺向天空。在沙洲尽头，紧挨着一排柳树，有锦紫色的紫菀花和淡粉色的泽兰亭亭玉立。即便你始终都保持肃穆而谦恭，就像你去任何其美只会昙花一现的地方那样，你仍有可能会惊动一头湖红色的鹿，一头在墨西深的花草丛中欣然陶然的鹿。
Do not return for a second view of the green pasture, for there is none. Either falling water has dried it out, or rising water has scoured the bar to its original austerity of clean sand. But in your mind,You may hang up your picture, and hope that in some other summer, the mood to paint may come upon the river.
别指望回头再看一眼那青青草地，因为那片草地将不复存在。要么是河水消退使其干枯，要么是水位上涨冲刷沙洲，使之又变回原来那片空空如也的沙地。不过你或许会将那幅画挂在心中，并期望在另外某一个夏天，那条河又突然生出作画的心情。
The Green Pasture by Aldo Leopold.Some paintings became famous because, being durable, they are viewed by successive generations, in each of which are likely to be found a few appreciative eyes. I know a painting so evanescent that it is seldom viewed at all, except by some wandering deer. It is the river who wields the brush, and it is the same river who, before I can bring my friends to view his work, erases it forever from human view.After that, it exists only in my mind's eye. Like other artists, my river is temperamental. There is no predicting when the mood to paint will come upon him, or how long it will last. But in midsummer, when the great white fleets cruise the sky for day after flawless day. It is worth strolling down the sandbars just to see whether he has been at work. The work begins with a broad ribbon of silt brushed thinly on the sand of a receding shore. As this dries slowly in the sun, goldfinches bathe in its pools, and deer, herons, killdeers, raccoons, and turtles cover it with a lacework of tracks. There is no telling at this stage whether anything further will happen. But when I see the silt ribbon turning green with Eleuterus, I watch closely thereafter, for this is the sign that the river is in a painting mood. Almost overnight, the Eleuterus becomes a thick turf, so lush and dense that the meadow mice from the adjoining upland cannot resist the temptation. They move en masse to the green pasture, and apparently spend the nights rubbing their ribs in its velvety depth. A maze of neatly tended mouse trails bespeaks their enthusiasm. The deer walk up and down in it, apparently just for the pleasure of feeling it underfoot. Even a stay-at-home mole has tunneled his way across the dry bar to the Eleuterus ribbon, where he can heave and hump the verdant sod to his heart's content. At this stage, the seedlings of plants, too numerous to count and too young to recognize, spring to life from the damp, warm sand under the green ribbon. To view the painting, give the river three more weeks of solitude, and then visit the bar on some bright morning, just after the sun has melted the daybreak fog. The artist has now laid his colors and spray them with dew. The Eleuterus sod, greener than ever, is now spangled with blue mimulus, pink dragon head, and the milk-white blooms of Sagittaria. Here and there, a cardinal flower thrusts a red sphere skyward. At the head of the bar, purple ironweeds and pale pink jopis stand tall against the wall of willows. And if you have come quietly and humbly, as you should, to any spot that can be beautiful only once, you may surprise a fox-red deer standing knee-high in the garden of his delight. Do not return for a second view of the green pasture, for there is none. Either falling water has dried it out, or rising water has scoured the bar to its original austerity of clean sand. But in your mind, you may hang up your picture, and hope that in some other summer, the mood to paint may come upon the river.
青青草地，奥尔多·利奥波德。有些画闻名于世，是因为多历年所被一代代人观赏，而在每一代人中都可能遇到几双有鉴赏力的眼睛。可我知道一幅很容易消失的画，除了一些爱四处游荡的鹿，它几乎全然不为世人所见。绘出这幅画的是一条河，而就是这同一条河，往往不等我领朋友去欣赏其画作，就会从人的视野中将画永远抹去。此后，那幅画就只存在于我的想象之中。像其他艺术家一样，我那条河也是喜怒无常，其绘画灵感何时降临，创作情绪能延伸多久，从来都没有丝毫预兆。但是在仲夏季节，当大朵大朵的白云像舰队游弋于蓝天之际，当纯净无暇的好天气日复一日之时，单是为了看那条河会不会还在作画，也值得去一趟河边那些沙洲。绘画始于河边宽宽的一溜泥沙地带，泥沙带薄薄地涂抹在因水位下降而露出的沙地上。当泥沙带在阳光下慢慢干涸之时，黄雀会来其间的那些小水塘中洗澡，而苍鹭、宣衡、乌龟、浣熊和鹿 则会用足迹为那条带子镶饰一道花边。至此，接下来是否会发生什么尚不得而知。然而一旦看见这泥沙袋因冒出鼻涕苗而变绿，我就会开始细心观察，因为这就是那条河有心情作画的信号。几乎在一夜之间，鼻涕苗就会铺成一片厚厚的草垫，那么清脆，那般茂密，连附近高坡上的田鼠也经不住这诱惑，于是会倾巢而出，来享用这青青草地。不难看出，田鼠爱整夜整夜地在天鹅绒般的草垫里穿梭，让纤纤草茎揉擦起两肋。匀称而迂曲的鼠径可证明它们在夜间迸发的激情。鹿也会来这草垫上四处溜达，显然是为了感受足踏青草的那份惬意。就连很少出穴的鼹鼠也挖掘隧道，穿过干燥的沙洲，来到那片带状鼻涕草地，在那儿尽情地拱翻草皮，隆起土丘。到这个时候，多的不计其数，小的无法辨认的植物幼苗，会从青草垫下温润的泥沙中勃然冒出。要看到此画完成，至少得让那条河三个星期内不被人打扰，然后在某个晴朗的黎明，在太阳刚刚融化掉晨雾之后，再去看那片沙洲。这时，那位艺术家已铺开各色颜料，并将其拌合着露珠泼洒到草间。现在，那一溜比先前更绿的鼻涕草垫会缀满五颜六色：猴面花之紫蓝，青兰花之粉红，茨菇花之乳白。其间还随处可见一株株红花半边莲，将其红艳艳的毛尖刺向天空。在沙洲尽头，紧挨着一排柳树，有锦紫色的紫菀花和淡粉色的泽兰亭亭玉立。即便你始终都保持肃穆而谦恭，就像你去任何其美只会昙花一现的地方那样，你仍有可能会惊动一头湖红色的鹿，一头在墨西深的花草丛中欣然陶然的鹿。别指望回头再看一眼那青青草地，因为那片草地将不复存在。要么是河水消退使其干枯，要么是水位上涨冲刷沙洲，使之又变回原来那片空空如也的沙地。不过你或许会将那幅画挂在心中，并期望在另外某一个夏天，那条河又突然生出作画的心情。感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。今天的节目就到这儿，我们明天见。